Welcome back to the podcast for independent reading number 2. Today I'm going to be doing a review and summary of Robert Kiyosaki's Guide to Investing. I've read several of his books last year. I read the Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I read the Cashflow Quadrant book for the independent reading series last year, and those were quite interesting. And this was kind of the sequel to all three total books. So I definitely felt like it was a must read. But the book starts off with kind of setting the tone for the rest of the book. It goes over the kind of mindset for investing and acquiring wealth and whatnot. And I thought that was a really great way for the book to be laid out, because he doesn't give any strategies or anything in the beginning. He leaves that all for the end, and he kind of just lets the author get in the mindset, understand the philosophy of what it takes to, go from one bracket to the next. So I thought that was a really great way. He understands that, he talks about how many people obviously think that most investing is risky, and that it's not for them, or they don't have enough money, and all these excuses and whatnot. But one of the main things that he talks about is that, financial literacy is the key to defeating the fear and the risk of investing. I definitely want to go over a lot of the new concepts that I learned. One of his main philosophies in the book is that he breaks the stereotype of, get an education, work hard, save money, and you'll be fine. That's kind of the path that the average person in the world, or mostly the middle class, kind of do. Get the secure job, feel safe, and then save all your money. And so his whole thing is to kind of break that philosophy, because, I definitely learned that seeing how many of the wealthy people in the world, what they do with their money is quite interesting, because, all these wealthy people don't save their money. And the biggest thing that he talks about in the book is acquiring assets. And there's a big difference between an asset and a liability. And that's kind of part of the financial literacy thing. So, in his terms, an asset is what produces cash flow. So things like, stocks, bonds, ETFs, or real estate. He mostly talks about real estate. And so this is the biggest difference from those that, go from one bracket of wealth to the next, is acquiring assets. And that's one of the biggest things that he wants people to understand. The next thing he breaks up is the types of investing. He breaks it up into what's called an inside and an outside investor. So the inside investors are what he calls the accredited investor, someone with a high salary or established wealth. And then he has the qualified investor, who, has the knowledge based to use stocks and stuff like that. But what he says is that these are all outside investors, and that there's no way that to acquire the wealth to kind of set you free, you're going to need to acquire the skills to be an inside investor, which is what he calls a sophisticated investor. So these are the people that create assets, thus creating a business, or have investments inside of a company, and not just on the stock market. And this kind of goes into another main thing, which was the next step would be he talks about starting a business. Obviously, this part of the book isn't necessary for everyone, but definitely for sure relates to kind of what I want to do. And so that's why I thought this part was really interesting. He has these three things. It's security, comfort, and wealth. And so those are the choices that you have when it comes to finance. You know, if you choose to be secure and to not take risks, then you'll have the security, but you won't have the comfort or the wealth. And if you want the comfort, you won't necessarily have an abundance of wealth without taking risks and stuff. Overall, I thought it was an interesting book. Personally, I think that through all of the three books, I don't think you really necessarily need to read all three, just because so much of the concepts are repeated. What I did enjoy was how he broke up the book. I thought that was kind of one of the biggest takeaways was, you know, the idea of setting the mindset first and then giving the strategy, because I could see how it definitely would help, especially new readers. And so overall, I thought it was a great book. I'd probably give it around like a 9 out of 10. Personally, I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10 just because of the concepts that I've already heard and that were repeated throughout the book. But yeah, overall, great read. 9 out of 10. Thank you.